Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Come on, Brian.
Have a great show!
Brian, I cannot start the show on a Friday without the ladies. Do it again.
Have a great show!
One more time for good luck.
Have a great show!
Thank you, Kathy Lee and Hoda. Now we can go. Let's go!
I mean, come on. If you were in the pit crew, Brian, that 1 second would have cost us the race, okay? You got to drop that baby. Drop the hammer when it's supposed to be dropped like that. You can't do that right to Hoda Rhoda and whatever right the other lady's name is.
That's the history of that. You know, before they used to do that show, before they would have a bottle of wine or a box of wine or whatever it was, it was Hoda and it was Kathy Lee. And they would have a great show before they ever came on. Why am I catching a big echo here? What do you got? You have something turned on back there at your house?
No, not me. Not at all. Is that any better? Does that work?
It only happens when I talk.
When you're in studio. Yeah. It only happens when you go in studio on Fridays. Have we noticed that?
No. It happens quite a bit. But the difference here is that the equipment is much better here, and I can hear better.
Well,
that's
you
what
don't
it is.
Have the antenna
the way,
that Dale put the aluminum foil
exactly
on, right?
Exactly. Good thing I came in today because we were expecting big thunderstorms and everything missed us. I got home and mowed because I thought, man, it's going to rain today. You told me, going to rain today all day, going to rain tomorrow all day. Where? There's no rain. It ain't raining out.
Give
what
it
10
minutes,
about?
It'll start raining.
It's coming.
You were right about one thing, though.
What?
When Paul Decker came to the home dojo and installed that new air conditioner, and I haven't been able to use it, it sure would have came in handy today here. The air conditioning is out in the lobby here at the radio station. Turned on.
One or the other, yeah. Is the carpet fixed yet? They get new carpet yet? Or
beautiful
no?
in here.
The
AC is broke everywhere but this studio and the control room.
Good.
It's great.
Because it's on a different...
Well, let's go in there and do the show from the control room.
It's on a different thing or something.
Why wouldn't we go to the control room? Let's go, Brian.
It's on that different thing. That different thing, that's what it's on. There we go.
Never last
2 minutes
with Dale.
The door open and everything.
You don't know the name of anything. You would not last 2 minutes with Dale.
Hell no. I saw him. He was out camping or something. I saw him post some stuff on Facebook. Vacation, I think. Is he still on vacation, Brian?
I don't know.
Dale?
Oh, no. He's been here all week, but I didn't see him yesterday or today. But never fear, Rich is here.
Oh, great.
Or he will be.
There we
go.
Right, we're good to go. So if anything breaks down, it's not getting fixed today. Very good. Good to know.
Welcome to First Friday in the Kenny and JT Show today.
First Friday? What
Isn't
do you mean first Friday?
No, not first Friday. Not a first
June
Friday.
June 18th, so 7, that would be a day, 11, the 4th would have been the first Friday.
The first Friday of the week, isn't it?
It's the last day of the week, which is Friday.
Honest to gosh, somebody asked me today at the gym, is today a first Friday? And I had to think about it. It's not first Friday.
They were messing with you.
No, it was a serious question. Where can we go tonight to hear some live entertainment? And by the way, if you're heading out to the Metropolitan Center, Alex Simon's show, scheduled at 7 o'clock this evening, has been postponed due to weather.
Because of the weather.
Yes.
Yeah. Damn weather on the weekend. I know we had big plans. The farmer's market is finally going to be open in Medina on the square, you know, so you go out there like from 9 to noon or whatever. It's supposed to rain all morning long tomorrow, man.
You know, they did a farmer's market down here at Centennial Plaza last week. My question is this.
Yeah.
What farmer has grown anything yet? I just put the plants in the ground yesterday. How can you have a farmer's market and nothing's ripe yet?
Well, it's a variety of tents and shops that set up along with some farmers, right? So you'll get like the beef jerky people that make the homemade beef jerky.
Yeah, you can do that.
The salsa people that make the homemade salsa.
Okay.
There's a great dog store that sets up there that we always buy stuff from, you know,
for
Frankie.
So it's all encompassing. It's not just, okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
it's
produce.
Not just farmers.
I'm thinking produce. There's no produce yet.
What I look for, like when there is produce like that, things I look for, I love red cabbage. Are you a fan of red cabbage?
No, not too much.
very good for you. Has a lot of nutrients in it. So red cabbage, I always look for that. Always looking as well for a nice big head of cauliflower. I told you, it's my favorite.
We were talking about that. Let's not waste a lot of time on cauliflower today. I'm going to zap
on,
you right
out. Come
on,
it's good for you.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Except
right
when you
now.
Deep fry it, then it's not good for you. So, but hey, it's Father's Day weekend, right? So happy Father's Day in advance to all the dads out there, and especially you single dads like myself. Kudos to you for being, a single dad and giving your time, your love, and your wisdom to your sons, your daughters as a single dad out there. I know how tough that can be, so I have a special appreciation for single dads out there. So happy Father's Day in advance, and everybody out there, treat dad extra special the entire weekend. Don't just wait till Sunday.
You only get one. You only get one. Treat them right.
1 weekend a year. So treat them well the entire weekend out there. And, make sure you take good care of them. And we sent a text message out to our text club, JT, at 330-583-4591. And we simply asked, what's the best Father's Day gift you've ever received? And we'll open it up to the phone lines as well. What's the best Father's Day gift you've ever received and why? And I've got some lists here of the best gifts to give and the ones not to give if you still haven't purchased anything for dad this
week.
You know
what the difference between Father's Day and Mother's Day is?
About a month and a half.
Dads don't care. I mean, you know what? Dad, I love you. That's good enough. They're good to go. You know what I mean? Mother's Day, if you don't get mom something, first of all, shame on you. Okay?
Okay.
Because
all right.
Moms are everything. And, you know, I think they would have a tendency to get hurt. And this isn't a male thing versus a female thing, but I think you've got to take care of dad a little bit. But, hey, dad, happy Father's Day. He'd be cool with. Versus, hey, mom, happy Mother's Day. I'm going to golf now. You know what I mean?
The golf thing is good for dad. I remember when my dad was still alive. Let's go play some golf, Pops. 18 holes, 9 holes, whatever we could get in. And then we'd have a beer afterwards. Yeah. And so my son and I carried that tradition over when he was younger. We'd go play golf, stop at the 19th hole, and grab a bite to eat and a beer.
I'm not talking about golfing with dad. I'm talking about if you ditched your mom on Mother's Day.
I understand.
Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I'm out of here. I'm going to go hang out with the guys now. You don't want to do that on Mother's Day. But if you did that on Father's Day, I think dad would be pretty cool with it. Because you know what dads want on Father's Day?
What's that?
The same thing they want every day. Leave them alone. Don't ask them for anything. Don't hit them up for money. You know, they don't want to have to fix anything. They want to relax, maybe crack open a cold one, watch some basketball, baseball. Leave dad alone. That's the best gift anyway, right?
One of the traditions that fits right into what you're saying is the PGA Tour always schedules the U.S. Open on Father's Day weekend. So for dads that love to play the game of golf or watch the game of golf on Sunday, what's the great thing to do? Now, I'll be honest with you. Unless Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka are playing together for first place on Sunday in the final grouping, I'm probably not going to watch as much as I normally would if Tiger Woods were playing If Phil's doing well, people will watch. If DeChambeau and Koepka are playing well, people will watch. Other than that, I don't have that much interest in it this year, but it's been a Father's Day tradition over the years to watch, the U.S. Open.
You want to know why?
What?
Because it's a dead time in sport. If you're not a fan of whoever's left in the NBA playoffs, and they don't play that time on Sunday anyway, or if your baseball team, and let's face it, most baseball teams aren't that good every year. You want parity, you've got the NFL. You want bad professional sports, you've got Major League Baseball, right? You can maybe even throw in the NBA into that category as well, because more than half the teams stink, and I got a problem with it.
Yeah, baseball for me... And I didn't take this into consideration when I picked the Indians to go 81-81 and not make the playoffs. I didn't realize how many bad teams there are in Major League Baseball.
You know what it
is? Lack of talent. Oh, my God.
You know what it is? Worse than that? Fundamentally, they are not sound.
Oh.
Defensively, these teams, I thought we had a problem with our outfield for the last, 5-6 years, right?
Yeah.
It's not just us. It's not just us. That Baltimore team that was in here, and I told you, I thought, maybe they just play in a good division. Baloney. And I almost dropped a good one right there. That is a lousy team, top to bottom.
You.
They got beat by a Triple-A team. I don't care what anybody says. They got beat by a Triple-A team yesterday. And that Triple-A team is the Cleveland Indians.
And along those lines, let me give a shout-out to Steve Dorshuk, who we've had on the show. many times talking what? Cleveland Browns football. He does a great job covering the Browns for the Canton Repository. Mm-hmm. Steve Dorshick wrote an article on the Indians, and he described their roster the best way I've heard it described for this season. And the basis of his article, JT, and our listeners out there, is he's talking about Terry Francona and the unbelievable job he's doing to have the Indians at 38-28, only 3.5 games out of first in the AL Central, right? And he described the Indians roster as a garage sale roster, and it is so true, man, yeah. Right? I mean, you go to a garage sale, why? Because you want to find something you need, and you don't want to pay a lot of money. Well, look at this Indians team. That pretty much sums it up right there outside of who? Shane Bieber, Jose Ramirez, and maybe Franmil Reyes when this season started. It's a bunch mm-hmm. of, you know, the island of misfit toys or garage sale items.
Hold it right there. Hold it right there.
What?
Jose Ramirez. And I want everybody to get out there right now. Go to MLB.com and let's all cast our votes, and you get up to 5 votes a day for the All-Star game, and if this guy doesn't make the All-Star team, there's something wrong. If he's not the starting third baseman hitting 272 with 16 dingers, you got to get out there and vote for your favorite player. There he is right there. It's simple. MLB.com, you'll scroll down, you'll see the thing, you just punch on it. All it asks you for is your name. It doesn't ask you for all kinds of stuff. You're not going to get it inundated with a ton of junk email or anything like that, just right. Asks you if you're a robot. Are you a robot? No. What if I said yes? Does that mean I'm not allowed to get a vote?
You will not be able to vote.
I'm allowed to vote five times every day.
How do they know? Like, if you are a robot, how do they
know.
Like, how does a robot know to punch in, I am a robot?
I don't know.
I guess is my question.
I'm allowed to vote up to 5 times a day, which is really, when you think about it, not that much differently than the presidential election. Thank you. What? Nothing? Sticks? Nothing? No? Nothing?
No.
Atlanta wants a recount.
Today.
What? Yeah, never mind.
Let's see. Is he even? Where is Jose in the voting? Do
third
we know?
Base.
Is he top?
I don't know.
Let's see here. Third base. They have the top three. They list the top three as number one is Rafael Devers. See, I don't even know how to pronounce his name. For Boston, he's number one. Number two is Johan Moncada from the White Sox. And then number three right now, the cheater from Houston, Alex Bregman. How can the cheater be number three? Why would you vote for
cheaters.
A cheater like that?
There's no cheaters. They're all cheaters. Haven't you been paying attention?
Yeah, maybe.
They're just the only team that got caught when everybody wanted to blow the whistle on them.
Well, we're going to see if guys get caught now. We're going to see if the umpires uphold that.
Gerrit Cole played for the Houston Astros, right? Who's the first person that called him out? Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, yep.
Trevor Bauer the following year said, you know what? If they're doing it, I'm doing it too. He did it too. What did he do? He won a Cy Young.
He proved his point, right?
Okay, I'll just go out and win a Cy Young then.
See, if I were doing that, I'd be as dominant as they are too. Here, I'll show you. Boom. Stick that up your you-know-what and spoke.
They say it's only cheating. What is it? It's you ain't trying, you ain't cheating, right?
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, and it's only cheating if you get caught.
Okay, but if Major League Baseball has known all along these guys were cheating and they turned their back to it, what difference did it make? Now all of a sudden that everybody's striking out at an alarming rate, they want to change it. Why? Only thing you're going to do is slow down these games that all they've been talking about for the last, 5-10 years is the game's too long, the game's too boring, speed the game up. Oh, wait a minute. We have to check the pitchers, make sure they're not putting anything on the ball. What's that going to do? It's going to elongate the games. Let it go.
By how much, though? I mean, is an extra 5 minutes really going to kill you?
I'm not the person that thinks it's too long. I love baseball. I don't mind. You know, but these guys saying, he went too many times out, too many trips to the mound. We better make sure they take him out or, you know, whatever. I don't mind baseball. Baseball is not intended to be a fast game. If you want to speed up the game of baseball, make them all 7-inning games and be done with it. They do it during the doubleheaders now anyway.
You want to speed it up? Go really crazy. 3 balls is a walk, 2 strikes is a strikeout, and then you go 7-inning games.
How about this? Leave it alone. The same way they've been playing it for 100 years. You want to speed up the game? Get rid of that damn shift. Quit letting a second baseman play short right field. Jose Ramirez the other night, he's batting 272, hits a ball that would have been a base hit in any ballpark. But the second baseman caught it midway into the outfield. If you're going to be a shift, if you're going to run the shift, at least make them stay in the infield. It's my only point.
I'm with you. I hate the shift.
I can't
stand it. I hated it back when they did it, the Pops, Willie Stargell, when I was growing up in the 70s, right? And I hate it now. So, yeah, if I'm Major League Baseball, I'm with you. I make two major changes.
You can't let a guy play in the outfield. There should not be allowed to be four outfielders.
No shift and DH in both leagues. That's it.
That's going to happen. DH is going to happen maybe as soon as next year.
Give me both of those rule changes, and I'm good, man. Don't have to change anything else. I'm fine. Get rid of the DH in the National League and get rid of the shift in both leagues, and let's play baseball like it was played back. Look at us, back in the old 1900s, back in the day when men were men
minute,
and
though.
Baseball was the number one sport.
If you're going to go all the way back then, there was no DH, was there?
No, there's not, so I was wrong. So let's go back and let's move forward.
Let's go back to when they instituted the DH.
Yeah, to 1978 or whenever that was. 74, 72. When was it, Brian? When did they institute the DH? It was in the 70s, wasn't it?
I think. Higher or lower.
I want to say 74.
Yeah, let's guess.
I think it was 1970.
Everybody here's got a computer. Let's no one of us look at it.
Hey, speaking of the DH, do you know who the first DH was ever?
The first ever DH, yes. I'm going to say it was Andre Thornton.
No, I'll give you a hint. He's coming on our show Tuesday. We talked about it.
Ron Bloomberg.
That's right. Of the Yankees.
There you go.
Thurman Munson's ex-roommate. Or former roommate, I should say.
First ever designated hitter. Wow.
The Yankees.
How about that?
He wrote a book about Thurman. He's coming to town next week. We're going to have him on.
Sweet.
You know, there's a big push to get Thurman Munson into the Hall of Fame, and I think he deserves it. And that's why Tuesday we're going to have this guy on the show. We're going to talk about that, and there's a big push right here in town, and we might spearhead this whole thing.
So Tuesday, Ron's coming on. I got a ton of questions to ask him, man, about Thurman, about the Yankees, about being the first DH. That's going to be a lot of fun, so looking forward to that. And actually, you know what? I was thinking of making a trip to the Berg this weekend, JT, to go see the Buccos and the Indians, right? But the weather is so questionable. I don't want to drive all the way to the Berg, get to the ballpark, and then get, rained out and everything.
You're fine.
So,
it's not going to rain.
No. Tonight, tomorrow are very questionable. Sunday may be the day if
Sunday.
I want to go.
It's going to be 87 degrees and beautiful on Sunday.
50% chance of rain on
that
Sunday.
That means nothing. They just got to cover their backs.
Oh, is that what it is? Wear a poncho on the field?
That's
is
what
that all?
Weathermen do, Kenny. How long you been on this planet?
I'm just saying it's the weather on the East Coast is supposed to be bad all weekend long. So I'm debating. We may make a journey on Sunday to go see the Indians and the Buccos. That would
You're
be
considering Pittsburgh on the East Coast?
Yeah, we're on that side of the East. We're more east than we are west.
They're in the Midwest, man. They're in the Midwest.
I mean,
they're 2 hours away from here. If it was a straight shot, it'd be an hour and a half.
I'm saying on the East Coast, they're supposed to have bad weather. That tends to bleed into the Midwest. We get a remnant of the tropical storm or hurricane usually that comes through the East Coast.
That's your story.
In Ohio.
And you're sticking
and
to
Pennsylvania.
It. Okay.
And think about it. Pennsylvania's closer to the East Coast than Ohio is. So that's, if
you're
going to Pittsburgh.
You've been studying your geography.
I have, as far as the crow flies, or what's that saying
that's
that
right.
Kuntzy always, what is it? The crow flies to Cleveland?
35 miles as the crow flies from Akron Canton Airport to downtown Cleveland. Terminal Tower.
Terminal
Tower. No, he didn't. He said Cleveland, Brian. Thank you.
It lands right on top of the Terminal Tower.
It
always,
does.
That crow. It lands and takes a big dump on buddy right there at the Terminal Tower.
Here we go. It must be a Friday.
It is Friday. And you know what else it is? I could not believe this today as I was getting ready for the show. And I'm going through stuff, and I'm looking at this, I'm looking at that, NBA, stuff last night. We saw, the Bucks force a game 7 because, the James Harden's hurt, Kyrie's not playing, and, they actually showed up yesterday, the Bucks, and I'm like, okay, that's a story to look at. Hey, congratulations, Isaac Okoro, all-NBA second team for the Cavaliers. Good, finally some positive news for the Cavaliers, right? And then the other thing popped up for the Cavaliers, and I could not believe it. Tomorrow, June 19th, 2021, JT, tomorrow is the fifth anniversary of the Cavaliers winning their first and only NBA championship. Can you believe it's been 5 years since LeBron blocked the shot, Kyrie hit the three, Kevin Love played the D, and they rallied from a 3-1 deficit to beat the 73-9 Golden State Warriors to win their first and only NBA championship.
It's amazing that it's been 5 years. But, you know, tomorrow is also Juneteenth, and that is huge. It's going to be a national holiday now.
Yep.
Juneteenth, the National Independence Day, Black Independence Day, call it what you will, Jubilee Day. Happy Juneteenth tomorrow. But you're right, man. 5 years ago, the Cavaliers win the first title and end a 52-year drought for championships in the city of Cleveland, or shall we just say all of Northeast Ohio.
Unbelievable. I was shocked that it was five. And I texted my son this morning in Portugal, and he was like, oh, my God, I've got to go back and look at the videos, because he was downtown that night watching it outside the arena and everything, you know. So he got caught up in all of that. So one of his favorite nights ever as a sports fan, and he was blown away by it too. So 5 years ago tomorrow, LeBron and the fellas did it. And John Michael, the voice on then radio, now TV, is going to join us at 4 o'clock to talk about the anniversary.
My question's got to be this, and I'll pose it to the callers as well.
All right.
Who cried? Which adult males, mostly, cried when the Cavaliers won the championship? I did.
I did not.
Not afraid to admit it.
I know a number of guys that did, you know, because it was their first.
You didn't grow up here. And we have seen nothing but losing, and more losing. And every way you could try to figure a way to lose a game, whether it was a championship game or a division game or whatever, we invent ways to lose. You grew up with winning, whether it was the Buccos or the Steelers or whatever else, and you were a front runner because you liked the Lakers too, but I never got that lucky. And all my teams lost. You know who I liked when I was a kid?
Who?
The Minnesota Vikings. I will never be considered a front runner. All right? Because all my teams lose. Heck, in the NFL, I like the Browns and the Lions. I will never be confused or called a front runner. Cavaliers win a championship. That was unbelievable to me. And I'll take it one step further. Never thought I'd see the Ohio State Buckeyes win championships either. But after the first one, I thought, oh, this is normal. This is what it's supposed to be like. And I understood what you went through, because we never got to see multiple championships. But for the Cavaliers to end the streak 52 years, it's unbelievable, and we never thought we'd see it again. I'm telling you, in 94, when the Indians made the World Series, I was cool with it. Win, lose, draw, whatever, because we still won a pennant. It was the first time we had won one in my lifetime. And I thought, man, I'm never going to see this again. Now, lo and behold, they've made chances. They've made runs at the World Series again, come close, haven't won it. But the thing is, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to be the one that sits and says, you know what? The Indians, to me, they're champions anyway. The Browns, on the other hand, that have not been to a Super Bowl, if they get to a Super Bowl and lose it, I won't feel the same way about the Browns as I do the Indians, because I think it's so much harder to win in Major League Baseball than it is, and it's hard to say that because they've never made it to a Super Bowl. I think it's so much harder to win in baseball than it is in football that if the Browns made it to a Super Bowl and lost, I wouldn't feel as happy for them as I did the Indians.
Indians have not won a championship in 73 years. Longest drought of any sports team in professional sports. They are numero uno right now. They have supplanted the Cubs because, well, the Indians blew a 3-1 lead and let the Cubs win a World Series. Tito, of course, wins a World Series with who? The Boston Red Sox when he was managing them. So their curse is over. So the Indians, 73 years. That's how long it's been. 1948, the last time they won a World Series. Since then, they've been to the World Series when? 54, 95, 97, and 2016. So they've been there four times, but they haven't won since 48. And the Browns have not won since 1964. So doing the quick math on that, 36 and 21, that's 57 years, JT. So if you combine those two, 130 years between the Indians and the Browns winning a championship.
Yeah, you can't combine that number, but again, I think it should be easier to win a championship in the NFL. I just do. There are so many things that change in the game of football. You should be able to get there. I just don't understand how you can be as bad as they have been for that long. In football, baseball, we understand it. Baseball's with the salary the way it is and everything else, you get what you pay for in baseball. That's not necessarily the case in football. And for them to not at least to have gotten to a Super Bowl is amazing.
I look at these two teams now, the Indians and the Browns. And the Indians, God bless them. Like I said, I think it was perfectly painted, the picture in his story, that this is a garage sale roster for the Indians. And I think they can contend within the division and for a playoff spot. I don't think they can contend for a World Series this year. The other hand, with the Browns, looking at their roster, and you told us yesterday, what? Number one offseason voted on by a lot of media members. Who? The Cleveland Browns. Bringing back the entire offense. Bringing back the same coach, the same offensive coordinator, the same front office. I expect the Browns to win a Super Bowl in the next 3 years, JT. I expect them to be not just get there. I expect the Browns to be Super Bowl champions within the next 3 years. I think it's going to happen. And I think they're the team that has the best chance to bring another title to the city of Cleveland. I really do.